The storms, which may have been tornadoes, came after a warm front briefly pushed temperatures to 60 degrees. One storm caused damage near Rockford, Illinois, then the high winds pushed into Wisconsin and hit the town of Lynn in Walworth County and village of Union Grove in Racine County. Lori Getter of Wisconsin Emergency Management says homes and farm buildings have been damaged and power lines went down, leaving several thousand people without power and heat.
Fortunately, we had a fairly warm day, but as we all know, the thermometer is going to continue to drop as we have this cold system moving through our state, so we're concerned about that.
Getter says the Red Cross has opened a shelter in Union Grove. She says more damage may be found this morning as work crews also battle the chilly conditions. The National Weather Service says there have been only a few November tornadoes in Wisconsin over the last 150 years. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.